Oh, yes. I cannot.
Dude, this is way better than what we had before.
Are we going?
Yeah, man.
Welcome back, bitch. Welcome. This is so nice.
This is way better.
I feel like I sound better. I don't think I do, but I feel like I do.
But the thing is that you get to... Actually, you do sound better because instead of you holding your mic, mm-hmm. you're actually having to... It's in front of your face when you talk. So you're not like off to the side mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yeah, you're always direct right where the sound's coming.
My mouth is on the mic. So it's really impressive. Mm. But yeah,
We got booms now, bitches.
We got booms. We're stepping up our what do you call it? Production
equipment.
Our production. Our production is increasing thanks to you guys.
Production quality.
Thanks to y'all. But dude, okay, I'm just gonna get right into it.
Go, bro.
My night was so much fun, but I drank way too much. So I was at work yesterday. I'm not gonna use anybody's names.
How late did you go over there?
I was there
after work. Did you get off early at least?
I got off at like 2:30.
Oh, good.
And then I didn't go to sleep until I didn't go to sleep until probably about 1 in the morning.
That's not that bad.
But it was just a constant all drinking. So what happened was that someone asked me to go to. So
who's this guy?
I'm not going to use names.
I know, but who is he? How do you know him?
He's a coworker of mine.
And he's coming to
He's going to come to the baseball game.
Okay.
And then so another coworker of mine that was going to go with that coworker invited me to go to it's called Tot Fest in Seattle.
Like tater tots?
Yeah.
Cool.
It was really cool, but the tater tots really sucked.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, let me get to the story though. So she invited me to go.
Okay.
And then another coworker of mine, which there's 4 dudes and 1 chick, so that's how it works.
Four dudes and 1 chick going to the drinking.
Yeah.
And so tater tots.
Yeah. So they invite me. I was like, I don't want to go. And then I got persuaded more. And then, so I was like, fuck it, let's do it.
All these people that you work with ultimately convinced you to go to Seattle?
Just 2 of them convinced me.
Okay.
And then, so we take the ferry over.
So what?
I drove.
Tot Fest wasn't enough to get you there? They were like, yo, we're going to Tot Fest. You're like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I was like, it's going to be sick, bro.
It was $60 to go to Tot Fest.
You had to pay?
Yeah, man.
Fuck.
So I paid $60.
Was there cool drinking shit there? Or was it just tots?
It was tots and beer, pretty much.
Oh.
So it wasn't so bad.
Damn, you don't like to drink beer as much anymore, do you?
No,
but
not
you
really.
You drink a lot of beer, huh?
So, so what happened was is that, so, I have a new car and my car is big enough for a bunch
of
people, so I was like, I'll drive all of us. Mm. So we got onto,
you had 5 in your car?
4.
Okay.
4. So I drove, myself, 2 other dudes. And the girl, and we got onto the ferry from Bremerton, and then drove from there to meet up with his friend that lived over in Seattle. Mm. Then we get there, we pregame there, which I have like 2 beers.
At a tater tot fest?
No. This is pregame 2 tater tots.
Where is this at? Some brewery or somewhere?
The tater tot fest?
No, where did you pregame?
At a dude's house.
Oh, I see.
So we went to the guy's house.
I see.
Then we pregame there. I had 2 beers and let's just say
when
3.
When you say 2 beers, do you mean 12 ounces or 16 ounces?
16s.
Okay.
And there were IPAs.
You shouldn't have done that.
And then I had about 3.5 shots of Malibu.
At this house?
At this house.
You shouldn't have done
that. Pre-gamed beforehand.
Shouldn't have done that.
And I said that I was going to drive them home.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I was their DD.
That's two Tater Tot Fest?
Yeah, so after Tater Tot Fest, we were just going to drive back home. Back to where we live. I was going to drop all of them off and then go home.
Do they all live like relatively close to where you and I in the general vicinity
yes,
or
yeah,
here
yeah.
somewhere?
Somewhere in the middle.
So you were going to drive everybody home, but proceeded to have two IPAs and a bunch of shots of liquor.
So it started around, let's just say 5 o'clock. So I know that I can go.
Figured you would be good.
I'd be fine by the time.
If you stopped drinking then.
Yes. Well, no, I'd be fine if I stopped drinking about like 7 o'clock when we got there.
Uh-huh.
So we Uber there to Totfest.
Okay.
So then, from
the house to
Totfest. From his friend's house to Totfest.
And roughly, where is the house and where is Totfest? Roughly in Seattle, like what general vicinities, like what parts of the town?
Ballard
is the house.
Is the house, and then
Totfest.
East. Go like straight east across from Ballard. I forgot what's Magnuson Park. That's where we're at.
Magnuson Park. Okay.
K-Mag. Anyways. So we get there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we go in, we get our shit. They give us like these little like
wristbands or some shit?
No, it's a card. It's a double-sided card, which you get 20 beers.
Oh, samplers?
Samplers.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it's kind of like
you
a...
You get fucked up, though.
It's kind of like a brew fest where you go and you get little coupons and you taste different beer. Yeah, that's cool.
It was really cool.
Oh, awesome, dude.
So it was that, and then you get 10 tot dishes.
With your coupons?
With your coupons. It's a double-sided. So you
get
10 tots.
This was all only $60?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a steal.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, shit.
It was so good.
Oh, shit.
And then, so it's 20 beers and 10 tater tot dishes.
Okay.
So when we first get there, you get like this brochure and it tells you there's like 53 beers. And it's 53 beers plus like ciders and everything.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, yeah, that cider.
Ciders, sours, anything you can think of. So I start going ham, right? Because I go for like an IPA, I go for a sour, I go for like anything I can think of. I'm like 6 beers sampler wise deep at this moment in time. And I have, and
when did you start feeling a little rough? Like a little buzzy, drunk?
When I got there.
To the house?
No, to...
To the tater tots?
After pregame, to tater tots.
You started to feel it?
Uh-huh.
You hadn't even started there yet?
And you know what the kicker was?
I don't.
I didn't eat all day.
Why not?
Because I left work and I forgot to eat.
So you didn't have breakfast?
I didn't have breakfast, I didn't have lunch, and I didn't have dinner.
You didn't have a single bit of food?
I had no food until I got there.
And then tater tots
at
only.
7 o'clock.
But tater tots for your food.
But tater tots for, yeah.
Well,
but they're very,
to be fair, tater tots are a decent filler food. Like to get some like starch.
But I wasn't in the mood to eat the tater tots. So I was barely eating tater tots. I think I only had like 4 dishes.
Oh, no.
Out of the 10 I could have had.
Was it on the water? The park was kind of on the lake?
Yes.
Okay. I know where that is.
It's over. Yeah.
I know where it is.
It was really cool. Like, it was really cool. Like, all the, like, there's so many beers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Crux was there.
Crux from Bend?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Crux, Silver City, a bunch of local beers.
I have a Silver City in the fridge.
A bunch of local beers.
That's fucking dope.
Yeah.
So, this was a great idea to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Except for bad decision making.
Yes. It was a very bad decision making on me.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I had a lot of fun. I mean, don't get me wrong, it was super fun. I had fun with everybody there. But there was also you get the highs,
mm-hmm.
and then somehow you get the lows in there. Something happens along the way,
mm-hmm.
when you're, you know, with other people that are there. Well, all of us know, we kind of know each other in a way.
Does everyone, do you work with everyone who went?
Everyone
went that works
4 out
with
of
you?
The 5.
Okay.
The other one works in Seattle somewhere, so that's why.
Oh, the guy who lived over there.
Yeah, duh. His friend. But there was a moment where we're all just like drinking and stuff, and then we just kept getting more drinks. And most of the time where I'm being silly as fuck because I don't know what's going on.
Because you're kind of getting
lit. Because I'm drunk already. Yeah. I'm just like...
You're kind of just fumbling around drinking more.
Pretty much just taking sips. And then towards the end, they're like, hey, you can just start getting us beer. I'm like, I'm on it. So they're like, go get me a beer. I'm like, what you want? He's like, surprise me. So half the time I'm grabbing other people's beers.
Oh,
but
because
at the time,
like,
I'm drinking their beers because I sample the beers.
At this point, you're still pretending that you're going to drive them home tonight. Right?
Well,
that's why you're not drinking
as much? The assumption was made
that
I was going to.
So at this point, you're still pretending Oh, yeah. Like you're sober enough to drive people back.
I was not sober, but no, no, no. I could have definitely.
I'm saying you were pretending that that could be a possibility.
Yeah. And then, well, I mean, if I stopped drinking probably at the time, I probably could have been just fine, but.
Did you have water?
They gave us one bottle of water.
But you were drinking it?
I drank it all, yeah. Okay. I drank it all.
Well, that's at least better.
It was very interesting. There was a moment in time where they called 30 minutes to last call, mm-hmm. and we're all trying to get to, like, higher numbers, try to get to all the 20 beers that you can try. Mm-hmm. I had one of my friends, one of my friends go into a line, shoot it, and say, hey, give me another one, and shoot it, and said, hey, give me another one, and shoot it, and then got back in a line and said, hey, give me another one, shoot it.
Are these like 4 or 6 ounce these are samplers like, or something?
Probably about like maybe a shot and a half.
Oh,
it's like that. It's like that big.
So like three ounces, yeah, 4 ounces maybe.
Yeah, just like a little taster, just dropping them back. Mm. And then at that point in time, I had to go to the bathroom, and so did he. But then he started running to the bathroom, which I mean by bathroom, I mean by porta potty.
Okay.
Yeah, some special things happened in
there. Did he have to poop?
Nah, he threw that shit up.
Oh. This is the guy who was banging him back?
Yeah, this is the guy that was banging him back. Like,
just hearing this makes me uneasy.
I mean, it gets a little bit better after that. Not really. It gets worse.
Did you guys go places after Tater Tot Fest?
Yeah, so after Tater Tot Fest closed down, and, well, the Tater Tots weren't that great. They were, like, really, there was, like, in, like, just little, like, boats like this, mm-hmm. with maybe, like, 6 or 7 tots with, like, barely any dishes, like dish shit on top of it. Like, I had one that was like a creamy pesto Alfredo one, which was really good.
Wait.
But they really skimped out on like the sauces on top.
So, like, all the tater tots were different. Like, one would be like a cheesy tot. Yep. One would be like a seasoned tot.
Yeah. Okay. Like, there was one that was a churro tot. There was a biscuits and gravy tot.
Oh, okay.
There was, there was,
wait, how does that
dim
work?
Sum.
Hold on.
Dim sum.
How does biscuits and gravy tot work? Is there like a biscuit
it
with a, it?
Was, no, no. It was just
they
like,
were the biscuit.
They were the biscuits.
So gravy was on
it. Was
top
like
of it.
Gravy. It was like bourbon gravy, country gravy, or something like that. Huh. It was good, but it was like 3 of your tots were covered in gravy, and while the other ones weren't, and you're just eating just
a tiny
fried
ass little
tots.
Scoop of gravy.
Yeah, it was just stupid as fuck. And then there were other ones that were good, but they were just really skimpy, and I just barely ate them. But also, when I drink, I don't want to eat like greasy food. It just makes me want to vomit.
Oh, that's when you should eat that kind of food.
Yeah, but I don't want to vomit. Helps.
Yeah, but it'll help you not have to vomit as much later.
I didn't vomit
at all.
At all.
Wow.
Not once.
Hangover?
Fuck yeah.
Damn.
Like hard.
Can you smell this?
Yeah, I'll smell it.
No, no, no. Can you smell it?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, does it like make you queasy?
No, I can smell it. Oh. Let me smell it.
Oh, this is just Glenmorangie.
It won't make me queasy.
That's just cheap shit. I'm going to have to pour something better.
It won't make
second.
Me like queasy. Like,
no, I'm just saying like if you're hella hungover, sometimes like, and I don't do this anymore because I'm a fucking responsible adult now, but.
It's very orangey.
I don't get even close to drunk anymore, but I remember those days when like after the next day, if you even got a hint of like beer or anything, you'd be like, ah. I would at least.
Yeah. The most interesting part was going back to, well, this is where the.
So wait, where did you go after Tot Fest?
So after Tot Fest, we went to a bar.
Okay.
We went to, I think it was called like the Octopus Bar or some shit like that. I don't remember what it was called. I think it was called that. And then we go inside there, and they all 5 of us are there, and the girl goes up to the bar to order us more drinks.
Beers or like other types of drinks?
No, tequila shots.
No.
Yeah, and then the other guy, so she gets 2, and then the other guy buys 3 more. Because by the time that we're all doing this, we're pretty much all pretty much hammered. All of us are.
Wait, like 2 shots per person?
So it was a total. She ordered 2.
Total?
No, I think, no. She ordered 3, sorry. She ordered 3.
Okay.
1 for me, 1 for the other, mm-hmm. the other, and then he bought 2 more to make it 5, so all of us will have one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what happened was is that I took mine, right? And I hate tequila because they fucking suck.
Uh-huh.
yeah, that's it. Yeah. I remember that the whole time.
Oh, don't you look sexy today?
There's a picture that...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a cool looking spot.
I think that's it. Honestly, I don't remember, man.
Well, this is a place called the Octopus Bar, and it's in the vicinity of where you would have been.
I would have hoped it would have been. It looks like it.
Yeah.
No, actually, it doesn't look like it. Wait. Was it?
Dude, this is the one called the Octopus Bar. I guarantee you this is it.
I honestly don't remember what it looks like.
Hey, he, him, they, them.
I mean, in this, I think that might be it. I'm not fucking sure, dude.
Octopus Bar?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. But right. We were there. Okay. And so there's tequila shots. All five of us got a tequila shot. One of them... yeah, they're bad. I don't like them. And there was a part where all five of us were supposed to take one. I take one, right? Mm-hmm. I'm sobering up. I'm fine. So, but we made, I think the three of them that I was supposed to drive back made the decision that I shouldn't drive. So I was like, okay, fine. So I was like, all right.
So because of that, you guys all stayed at the guy's house in Ballard.
Yeah. And so what happened was, is that I take the tequila shot and then I go over back to, cause it's just the three of us. And then we're taking the other two to the other guy, the other people. And we get back to them. We're like, here's a tequila shot. And he goes, no. And I'm like, what? And he's like, no, I don't want to do it. And I'm like, fuck. So I did another one in like quick succession after that. So I did two tequila shots and I hate tequila.
Because these people didn't want it.
Yeah.
Damn.
So I had to do that. Then all of us are pretty much fucked up at this moment in time.
Pretty fucked up, yeah.
Yeah, so then we get an Uber ride back mm-hmm. to Ballard.
Mm-hmm.
And then all shit breaks loose from there. It's like...
More?
No. So what happens is that we're like two, probably like three people blacked out, probably. Don't know how they got back to the house.
Oh, not everybody Ubered back to the house together?
No, we all did. But they don't remember getting home. So that's the funny part, is that they don't remember it.
So wait, five total people at the house?
Yes.
Four plus the guy who lived there?
Yeah, and it's a one bedroom, one bathroom apartment.
Oh, apartment.
Or it could be a condo. I'm not sure yet.
But not not like an apartment per se.
Yeah, but it's more like a, it could
townhouse,
be, it could
condo,
be a townhouse, condo thing, kind of thing, yeah. Yeah.
So you guys all like literally passed out on the floor in the living room.
So what happened was is that he opens the door. The girl, like, by the time they open the door and I get in the door,
uh-huh.
She's already on the couch passed out.
Of course she is.
100%. She's already, or she's not passed out, but she's on the couch.
Uh-huh.
The other guy is already on the couch, like, right after another guy. And then the guy's house, he was going to blow up a blow-up mattress for me
mm-hmm.
so I could sleep on it.
Yeah.
And by the time that was happening, the other guy starts puking, and I'm like, fuck. So I had to, like, you know.
Push him into the sink or the toilet or something.
Push his head into the sink, right? Okay. And he goes, it's going, right? And my stomach's starting to turn because I just had two tequila shots, and I hate tequila.
Yeah.
And now I want to throw up.
Probably better that if you would have thrown up than...
Yeah.
Sometimes it's better just to get it out.
Sometimes. So then he throws up, and someone's in the bathroom, and I'm like, shit. And then so the person gets out of the bathroom. I go, yo, you ready? And he goes, yeah. And we go straight to the bathroom, and then it's just more hurling. Right? So I get
hit. So you were the mom.
I was the mom.
Oh,
man.
That's so nice.
So then I'm like, you're good? He's like, yeah. And so I go outside, just quick succession. I just turn left. All I see is the
outside,
the Ballard guy, right?
Uh-huh.
He just starts yakking into the
outside?
Fucking, no, into the fucking sink that I just cleaned.
In the kitchen?
I just cleaned.
The guy who lives there?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And so he's going, I'm like, are you good? He's like, I was like, fuck. And then he turns out that he's fine. And then so I check back on the guy in the bathroom. he's fine. He has his head on the toilet. He's good, right? We're all set.
Mm-hmm.
He, and then so.
Did somebody sleep in the bathroom on the floor?
Yes.
I knew it because I've been there.
So I grab a pillow for the guy for the bathroom and I go, hey, there's a pillow to your left. Grab
this
when you need
so,
it.
This is so convenient, by the way. I just grabbed a bottle. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I said, here's a pillow. It's right to your left. Just grab it when you need to go to sleep. And he goes, right on. And then, so at this time, this dude can't get the mattress blown up. The guy that lives there, right? And I go, fuck. I was like, all right, let me go grab mine from my car, which is...
Because you had it. Because
I had it
on
me.
That's fucking... Because you, when you came here.
Yep.
Not because you thought I had to bring it.
No.
That's baller status. I love it.
It's just in my car now.
I love it. And the pump. That's so sick, bro.
Yeah.
It's a big ass one, too.
Yeah. And so I'm like, fuck.
That could fit two people.
It did.
There you go.
Well, I mean...
Like, in a pinch...
This morning.
In a pinch when, like, all you have is a hard floor.
Yeah. So what happens is that I'm like, fuck, okay. So I go outside the house, which his house is like... you can open a door and it's just to the street in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
So I opened it up and I walked into my car. I'm drunk walking to my car in the middle of the night trying to go get a...
blow-up mattress that you're going to be like carrying on
your... Yeah, yeah. And then, so that happened. I get back. He starts blowing up my air mattress and I'm still checking up on the other guy. And by the time... So he's trying to blow up his air mattress, couldn't figure it out. So he starts blowing up mine. He blows it up halfway and says, I'm fucking, he's like, I'm done with this. I'm going to bed. I'm like, all right. So.
Wait, he couldn't figure out how to finish blowing up his own air mattress?
Correct.
What the fuck?
And then he started blowing up mine.
He started blowing up yours?
Yes.
He
succeeded.
Didn't finish it?
He succeeded, but only halfway.
All you have to do is plug the pump in and hit go.
Yeah. But. When you're when you're drunk and you can't remember how to do body functions, it's kind of hard.
Mm.
But so he's like, I'm done, and he goes to bed, and so he goes to bed in his room, two people on the couch, guy in the bathroom, and then I'm at the dinner a table essentially with two chairs
by yourself.
By myself, and I'm like, I got to sit down for a second.
But if you try to sleep, you're going to get the spins.
So what happened was this, yes.
Yeah.
So what happens is I sat down.
I can tell the story.
And then
from here, I can tell the story.
Do you want to try?
Well, I know exactly
you can
what
guess
happened.
It. You can guess it. Go for it.
Well, no, I just I would, if I were you, I would have stayed up. I would have stayed up as long as I could.
Guess what happened?
I'm not going to know exactly, but you tried to sleep, right?
Yeah.
Didn't
so
work.
I sat down.
It didn't work.
Hitting me all at once.
Yep.
So I put my head on the table, mm-hmm. on my hand, and I'm I'm doing the spins.
Yep.
So I started from the chair.
Yep.
I fell asleep a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Got on the ground, mm-hmm. no pillow.
Yep.
Just straight on the ground in the middle of the floor.
Kind
of
fetal position.
Yeah. So while I'm on the floor, So while I'm on the table before me eventually hitting the ground, that one of the guys from the couch gets up and tries to go to the bathroom, but the guy that is throwing up is still at the bathroom with his head in the toilet. So he's like, he walks up and he goes, bro. And we go, what? And he goes, I need to pee. And his head's in the toilet. I was like, either.
Wait, someone better make sure this guy doesn't drown in the toilet.
Oh, he was fine.
He was awake.
His head was outside the toilet. It was just
he was
kind
of just like.
Yeah, grabbing. Hovering over it pretty much.
Not a good
spot
to be
He wasn't in. Drowning himself.
Yeah.
And so he goes, bro, I got to pee. And I'm like, just pee over him. Right? Just fucking pee over his head. You'll be fine. He's like, I can't. And so the guy that's in the owner, the Ballard guy, is in his room. And I go, all right.
Piss in a bottle.
No. The guy from the couch needs to go pee. And there's only one bathroom.
Oh.
And the guy that's occupying it is drunk and his head's on the toilet.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, all right, you got two choices what you can do. You can pee over his head or just pee in the tub and drain, flush down the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Or turn just the water
drain
on.
The water.
Yeah.
Turn on the water, let it rinse. And the guy, the Ballard guy goes, and he has no recollection in having this conversation with me. And he goes, make sure he pees in the, doesn't pee in my room or something like that. Don't pee in the house, just pee in the bathroom kind of thing. He's like,
Well, that makes sense.
He's like, pee in the, make sure you pee in the bathroom, not anywhere else, not in my plants.
Oh, right? Plants. He could pee in the plants.
He could have, but he didn't think about that. But then eventually, like, he gets up and he goes, thanks, bro. And then, like, it just.
He peed in the tub.
He peed in the toilet.
Over the guy?
Yeah, while the guy was, you know, right behind him, like, maybe 6 inches away from him.
Oh, that's all right.
But it was just so funny. But I eventually sat down, put my head on the table, fell asleep for a little bit, eventually landed on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved from the floor. This is all hardwood floor, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
The hardwood floor.
Sometimes that's better in this situation.
Grabbed a pillow and then laid next to my air mattress. And then eventually ended up on the air mattress.
And so you woke up on the air mattress.
I woke up on the air mattress.
What time did you wake up?
7:30.
When I texted you?
Yeah. I didn't go back to sleep.
Yikes.
So I've been up since then.
Yikes.
Yeah. There was a lot of beer. There was a lot of, like, there was, you know, a lot of encouraging of drinking more and don't be a pussy, pretty much. And now I'm here doing the podcast with you.
For similar reasons.
Hungover.
For similar reasons.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a really fun night. I give it that. But would I do it again? No. But I kind of want to in a way.
Well, when was the last time you got fucked up? Like hard.
Probably
before that.
Vegas, maybe? For my birthday? Maybe.
We didn't get fucked up.
One of us did.
Did we?
Mm-hmm. I kind of don't remember it.
I don't remember drinking that much. Or any of us. Did any of us really get fucked up?
Greg did, I think.
Oh, there were times when Greg was slaying on the fucking strip.
Yeah, I think that was
outside.
That was the first night. That was
when we were wandering around.
He woke up at like 2 o'clock that morning,
yeah,
the day that we were supposed to fly down, and then didn't go to sleep until 2 o'clock the next day.
I don't think
and
any.
Drank.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was a fun day. That was a fun week. I really enjoyed it. The time in Vegas, besides the sleeping part. That wasn't fun.
I think the moral of the story is you just have to like grow up and just put out more cash for more rooms. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you want to avoid people in the same room making it hard to sleep, just like get more rooms. As painful as that is sometimes because shit's expensive. You know what I mean? Like, it costs more, obviously.
James needs
his
own fucking room. Not, I mean, I could
sleep. Well, yeah, that's
true. Me and you would be fine.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I snore enough. But I won't, like, disturb you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, him, he would wake up a whole fucking church of people.
Well, that's not why no one else is coming, but...
No, that's not the reason why no one else is coming. It's just, he just... Having three people in one room, and I slept on
it's annoying because typically a hotel room has two beds. So yeah. It makes it easy if it's two people.
Yeah. And then I had to sleep on, like, a cot thing. Which was fine.
Well, it'll be easy when we go to Texas.
Hell yeah.
To see F1 or Florida.
I've been.
There's more rocket launches coming up.
Is there?
They're near term. We might have to book like hella like right before we go because I was looking and the dates, it's like there's some in July now you can see, but it's like they don't post them super far out in advance.
Yeah, but.
So we might have to book our trip like right before we go, like a month before we go. Which kind of sucks.
But the thing is...
Do you know how much plane tickets cost right now?
A shit ton.
A fucking shit ton.
They're probably what? Like tripled in price now?
At least triple in price since we went to Vegas, yeah.
Yeah, because that's
still want to go?
maybe.
We'll see. Hopefully, it's not going to come down by then.
You don't think so?
I hope it does, but it's not.
I mean, it's crazy to see. Well, it's because it's like the whole fucking gas thing, dude. Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
Where we live, like for premium for my car,
yeah.
I put premium on my bike too. I don't need to, but I do.
Right.
It's we're pushing six now. We're getting closer to six.
Dude, I'm so happy I don't drive my Subaru anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, actually that's a good point.
Like
I'm so happy I commute on a motorcycle. Like I am so lucky in that sense.
Just hit myself in the fucking face.
So you eventually sobered up, slept, came back.
Kind of slept
on
in
the ferry or drove?
Drove around. But what's the really bitch?
So you didn't get home till hella.
I just
got. Oh, you went to Devoted Kiss.
So I went to Devoted Kiss, went to my house, grabbed what I needed to come here to do the podcast.
Did you shower?
No, I haven't showered at all.
Oh.
I look good, though.
You don't look bad.
Thanks, man.
Is that why you didn't brush your teeth either?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. So you've been gone all day.
Yeah.
Bro, you should have told me. I would have been like, yo, we could do this another day. Like, it's not that big a deal.
It's commit. It's the principle behind it.
So you just had Devoted Kiss, like, recently.
I just had Devoted Kiss, like, a couple hours ago.
Damn.
And then, so then I drove to my house, picked up my laptop, and then got all my stuff to come here. And then I dropped off the two people that I needed to drop off on the way up
here. To here?
Yeah.
Oh,
you know,
no.
You know what really pissed me off? So, not really pissed me off. Like, it was fine that I did it for the Ballard guy. So, the Ballard guy was, he had an invite to walk in the Pride Parade that's happening in Seattle right now.
Okay.
So, I dropped.
Today?
Yeah, today. So, I dropped him off in Seattle.
In the parade area?
No. I just dropped him off at, like, Pike Place or something. Or Pike.
Okay.
Like where the Cheesecake Factory is.
Okay.
I dropped him off right there.
Cool. That's a nice guy move.
Yeah. It was nice. Until I hit traffic.
Damn. Oh, for the parade?
Yeah.
Like you had to wait for the parade?
No. The thing was is that so I'm trying to get on I-5.
Okay.
So it's my
navigator. There's some really rough spots to get onto I-5 from.
Yeah. So the roads that I needed to take, I couldn't take a right on because they put buses in front of them, so you can't go down them. Because of the parade. Then, so I'm trying to make a move to go to I-5 north. I'm trying to go north.
Why?
So, well, at this moment, I'm trying to go south, but at this moment in time, I really want to just go north.
Because you have to go north. There's no getting on south.
Because then I can
loop around.
Then I can just loop around and come back.
Yeah,
it's not a big deal.
There's no easy on-ramp to go south there.
No.
Yeah.
There is. So
why didn't you go to that one?
It was closed.
Damn.
And then those motherfuckers put a detour up.
Damn.
Right? That goes right back. Does a huge loop around I-5. And then you go back into fucking Seattle where all the traffic is again. And then you go up another fucking hill and then you get on I-5.
Seattle's kind of a shit show.
But then when you get on I-5, to get on I-5, it's closed.
Huh.
Like the lane is closed. You cannot get on there. And I'm like, well, fuck this. I'm like, well, we're going to Bellevue, guys.
East?
Yeah.
I-90?
Yep.
Or 90.
And then I was supposed to take an exit. I couldn't move over. So I was like, yeah, we really are going to Bellevue right now. So we went to Bellevue through Renton.
Wait, through Renton?
Yeah. Bellevue down to Renton.
Oh, yeah. You went I-90 to Bellevue.
Yep.
Then south to Renton.
Yep.
Then to I-5.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Oh,
just
my
to get home.
I am fucking speechless right now.
Just to get home. And I'm like,
why?
It was not bad. Like, I had company and whatever like that. It was fun. Like, the people I was hanging out with was fine.
But it was a little
But
rough.
It was just so, it was so painstaking to be, like, everything is closed off and you can't do shit. Like, normally. Even driving in Seattle sucks. I don't recommend it.
But it was even worse because of the parade thingy.
Yeah, it was even worse because of the parade.
Damn.
So, if I didn't drop them off at the parade, I would have been
Gucci Mane
Uno. I'd have probably been here like 2 hours earlier.
Damn.
Yeah. Fucking sucks. I hate this shit. And then
I'm so fucking
like hungover at this moment in time.
I texted him just for the folks listening. I texted Terry at 7:55 a.m. this morning. Thinking that was like late. And I said, what time you want a pod today? And then Terry texts me back at 9:42 a.m. It's like almost 2 hours later. He says, I partied pretty hard last night. I'm still down to pod. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. Like, that wasn't a time. And then I waited like till 11 a.m. So like I'd gone to the store, had breakfast. Like I'd already worked out by the time I texted him and shit. And said at 11, I'm like, you too dead to come up here to pod? And he says, I'm getting food. Then I will come up. I partied in Seattle last night with five people. I said, "I right, damn dog, that's rough." That was noon.
Yeah, I think that's when I was eating. I think.
Yeah, and then he got here at like.
I just got here.
Two something.
Yeah. Dude, people, if you really want to drink, go ham. Really. But your next day is going to be so fucking shitty.
You've done this before, and you've also.
Like there
you've said probably in the past, you're like, never again, right?
Yeah, but I'm still going to do
but
it.
But you're still doing it.
But the thing is that.
So what? Because you really want to do it, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, I was having fun.
See, like me, I said never again like a couple years ago, and I'm not doing it again. Full stop.
Right.
There is no reason ever that I will do it again.
Right. No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not happening.
I get you.
So there's like a little part of you that fucking likes it.
There is.
You know what I mean?
There is a little part. Your shit's about to come off. You better be careful.
Oh, damn.
There is a part of me that truly does like it, but there's also a part of me where I don't. You know when you got in
the... Yeah, but the part of you that does wins.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Out of the five of us, there's three people that threw up, and I was not one of the three. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I can hold my liquor-ish. But I like being a lightweight, though. It's fun because you get goofy towards the end. You get really goofy. And then just way too much action's going on. You have no idea what's going on. And then you have, like, no cares in the world where you're just like, meh, whatever.
Yeah, you're just floating around with the going with the flow.
It's, like, it's really weird because, like, the person that you are, like, for me, when I start drinking, my inner monologue comes out.
You like to start talking?
Yeah, so I like whatever that it's in my head.
It just spills out.
Like shit I shouldn't say.
Uncomfortable shit sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah. Shit that like I could say to you and it wouldn't be like that awkward because you've known me for like 10 plus years. But saying
for someone you don't know as well.
Someone that I don't know, it would be like very difficult for them to be like, who the fuck is this guy?
Who the fuck is this
Who
guy?
Who the fuck is
Who
this
the fuck
guy?
Is that guy?
Who the fuck is that guy? But then, like, it's just like that. And then, like, the confidence that you have, you can just, like, randomly, like, some girl will just start talking to you and you just be like, yeah, what's up? What's up, girl? Well, you know, just whatever, you know? But when you're, like, sober, it's just, like, a whole different story.
Yeah.
You, like, have, you'd be, like, two shits in
you're
the world.
You're nervous, self-conscious, yeah. Bunch of shit.
But when you drink, it, like, all those things go away. And you're just like,
yeah,
whatever, who gives a fuck? I won't see you again. Or maybe, I don't know. If I go back to Tater Tot Fest, there's Sausage Fest on my birthday. You want to go?
Where? Seattle?
The same place.
I try to avoid Seattle at all costs.
I don't like Seattle that much either. It's not like my favorite place to go at all. Like I go for like Sounders matches. But other than that, I don't like to go there at all in any way, shape, or form.
So, what did you learn? Anything?
No.
You're still going to drink a lot?
Yeah. I mean, if I have a place to stay, I will, like, definitely party more. But if I don't have a place to stay, then if I have to drive, then...
No go?
I mean, I'll drink...
A couple beers?
I'll have some beers and some drinks, but I'm not going to try to get to the point where... I get impaired.
Well, the nice thing about like going to a Sounders game is you take the ferry over, so you don't have to drive until you get back to like Bremerton.
Yeah, I mean you can like in most matches don't start until like 7 o'clock, so you can like hella go like ham.
Yeah.
And then
by the time you get back to Bremerton,
ferry,
you're good.
Yeah, because they don't serve beer on the ferry, so you got to sober up somehow.
On the last ferry, they don't serve beer.
Yeah, but I mean,
what they do on the way over?
My car has lane assist, so I mean.
Oh, stop.
Good. We're good. Stop. Just throw that shit on there and just
stop.
Live life. You just put it in cruise control and...
Put it in cruise and live life.
You just put it in cruise.
Live life.
Live life, bro.
Live life, bro.
But yeah, you just live life. Put that shit I told them that. I was like, we're fine, guys. I got lane assist. We can make it home.
I got adaptive cruise and lane assist, bitch.
Yeah, we're fine. Everything's fine. No, I woke up this morning and had a fat headache. Like a terrible headache. Like
So how does it feel to be the mom, the drinking mom of the group?
It's really weird, honestly.
Isn't it wild that you like look at some people and you don't realize how big of pussies they are? Like you don't realize how big a bitch somebody is until you're their drinking mom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
like you look at someone, you look at those people differently now.
No, I don't. I don't, honestly. The thing is, it's more like, I guess I like care about people's well-being more.
No. It's a good thing.
Yeah. No, I know.
I'm just saying, it's like, oh, I've watched over you. It's a different thing now. It's like a weird thing in a relationship.
Yeah.
Truly, it is. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because it makes
like sense. Once you've like watched over someone vomiting into a toilet, helping them all night.
Yeah.
There's something there.
Yeah.
There's a connection.
Whether
you're the vomiter or the like watcher over person.
Yeah, because that person now knows that, you know, you're a genuine person. You're not some scumbag that's going to draw over them.
Now, the bond, the real bond is
you
were the vomiter at one time and the person was watching you and then it flipped. And now you have both sides and you're connected forever.
In my total of alcohol career of drinking, I've only thrown up 3 times.
Okay, that's pretty good.
My first time was Halloween when I was probably about 18. Mm-hmm. I had one of those. I think I've already told this story. Oh, I had the Four Loko before they took the caffeine out of it.
Back when it was a wild shit?
Yeah, and then I chugged that. No, I didn't chug it, but I drank it all pretty much. And then we went for a walk, and then I puked. And then my second time was I was at... remember Ryan V?
Mm-hmm.
So I was at their house drinking, and then we were all on the porch. It's a small ass porch. It's probably about a little bit smaller than this room, like lengthwise and widthwise.
Okay.
And there's like 6 of us on this porch drinking, and then someone calls some girl to come over and hang out and drink with us. Excuse me.
Wait, is this the story you told last time?
I think so too.
Where they all came over and it was a big shit show and everyone was going to different rooms.
No, that's a different one. That's a different story.
You told the story already.
I think that's a good story. No, this one was it was one of the guys was trying to get with this girl and asked her to come over to drink with us. A car starts pulling up, mm-hmm. and then I don't feel good.
You vomit all over
and
her.
And then I vomit in front of like the porch. So I vomit off the porch into a garden while she's pulling up. And then when she pulls up, she gets out of the car and I go, hi. and then there was another time on, I think it was 4th of July. Also the same concept. I was also at Ryan V's house.
Oh, yikes.
And I was drinking. I got way too drinky. And I thought I was trying to impress this girl at the time, and I thought I can jump over this. Lawnmower. Like one of those push lawnmowers.
Yeah.
I was trying to jump over tall end.
A regular lawnmower?
Oh, yeah,
you mean?
Push lawnmower.
Yeah.
Not a riding one, a push one.
Okay.
I was trying to jump over the high end where you put your hands and where you push.
I know.
Yeah. I didn't make it.
You fell.
No. I did fall.
You tripped?
More like I jumped and then somehow landed on my back.
Not a good look.
I think it was pretty bad.
I think I may have vomited more times than you have after a drinking escapade.
And then there was the third time was that I was drinking.
What about with, have you ever gotten thrown up with me when you were drinking and I was there?
What the fuck you just say?
Have you ever thrown up drinking when I was there?
No.
At any soiree?
You mean when I was drinking with you and I throw up?
Yeah.
No.
No, right?
I've never thrown up.
I don't think
you.
So. I don't think I.
I don't know, but I'll hold your hair back though. No, the third time was I was at James's house, and I drank a little bit too much from a Sounders match, And then
after you got back?
Yeah. James's mom picked us up
at Bremerton.
Yeah, and then drove us back, but I wasn't feeling good. So then I was like, I'm just going to force myself to throw up to make myself feel better. And so that's what it did. Mm. Those are the only times I've thrown up.
I don't know if I can remember all of the times I've done it.
But most
maybe this is a testament that you can hold your alcohol.
See, the thing
me.
Is that I like to be present.
Well, yeah,
in the cause of what was going off. I don't want to black out.
No, I've never blacked out.
I've never blacked out either.
I've never done that.
I've never blacked out. But I really want to. I kind of want to know. Like, I guess I kind of want to know how it feels, but I don't really want to do it. If you see what I'm saying, uh-huh. Like, I don't want to get to the point where I'm like.
Ask Greg, he knows.
Where the fuck am I?
Yeah.
Like waking up, like you knew that you went to this bar and somehow you ended up in someone's house. And how did you get there? And you have no recollection of getting
this
there.
This is a great episode to go back in time a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first time you drank? I mean drank.
Drank?
Drank.
I think it was that soiree party that I was at.
Soiree party?
Yeah, the one at Sean's house with all the chicks.
Really?
Yeah, I think that was my... No.
Do you remember how old you were?
I was probably the ages... I think... I don't... I'm trying to... That's not true. That's not, probably not the same one. It's probably between the ages of 17 and 19, probably. I just don't remember. I went to a huge party one time. That I didn't know anybody there.
Yeah.
But I was invited by someone from work. I went there. It was stupid. It was like probably like 80 people. And I only knew like two.
I was before you age wise. But it was at Brian Thomas's house.
Oh, okay. He moved back.
Did he? To Washington?
He lives in Seattle.
So... I don't remember how old I was. Let's just say I was an age. I think. Yeah. One and then a.
Yeah. I got
five you. And a one.
Yeah. Five.
Five.
10 25, plus five plus one.
Plus 25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
21. You're 21.
I was 21. And it was like.
Oh, sorry.
I can't remember all who was there, but. Greg was there, obviously.
KP?
Yes.
BK?
No.
Joe?
Yes.
Brow?
100%.
A 100%.
Oh, wait, no. Was it at Brow's parents' house?
It could have been.
It was that little...
The pink house?
It was the pink house.
That's Brow's parents' house.
That was Brow's parents' house.
It's Brow's
parents' house. But no, because Brian was always there.
Yes.
That's why I thought it was his house. Yeah, he was there. Olivia, the girl he was dating at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And more other people that I forget now, but that was the first time I drank. Oh, yeah, Greg was there.
I'm trying to think about like the one where I went balls to the walls where I needed
I drank Smirnoff.
Ugh.
This is my first introduction to hard alcohol.
Yeah.
I drank Smirnoff.
You know what's really funny is that like my introduction to like hard alcohol was... At Sean's house, we had a friend that was 21, or of age. We were all of age, but
always
all of it. Yeah. We're always of age when we drink.
I'm 30,
Johnny,
and I didn't start drinking until I was 30. I'm drinking right now at 30 responsibly.
Drink responsibly at 30. But. I think mine was like malt liquor, so it was it was like the Four Locos.
AJ
the
shit.
The Four Locos. Yeah, that little fuck. The Four
Speaking
Locos.
Speaking of it, I got drunk with him a lot. I don't remember all the times I've thrown up.
I've only thrown up three times. But
the only one that I remember, I don't remember throwing up any more than one time.
Mm-hmm.
Was at Alex Charbonneau's house. Well, house. It was like a duplex.
Right.
It's by Fred Meyer in Port Orchard.
Is it behind it?
Down the street, across the street. Down Sedgwick, across on the other side.
Okay.
A little ways.
All right.
There's a pretty, they had a big soiree there at that house, at like the duplex thing.
I think.
I got, me and Greg both got fucked up hard. He'll tell you this shit. Bro, we both,
you know,
this was the one time that me and Greg together got fucked up and both vomited off the deck. We were both laying on, I was definitely laying, I think he was too, but like it's a deck out the back and it has like a railing mm-hmm. with like posts and there's a gap. There's a gap between the bottom of the railing and like the floor walking level.
Yeah.
And then there's like posts with gaps.
Uh-huh.
And like I was sticking my head like on the ground, sticking it out and vomiting under the railing. And I think Greg had a similar situation too.
Oh my God. I just do most of the time when I drink, I just do stupid shit most of the time.
Yeah.
Like it's not like I'm.
But I've known how to like stop before it gets to that point for many, many years.
I think I remember doing the party, the of age party that we had at your mom's house. Remember that?
Which one?
That is a dick.
I know what you're talking about, but I'm trying to remember like exactly who all and when the timing was.
It was you, me, Brad, Greg, Nicole, James, Mike D, Mike D's brother.
Oh,
it was that night.
Who said that is a dick?
AJ was there, and then AJ showed up.
Oh yeah.
It was the night where you took your 3000 out with Mike, and I told him not to stick his head out the window.
Oh yeah.
With my beanie.
Oh, that night I wasn't drinking at all.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I wasn't.
Yeah, you weren't. I remember
like
that.
Like, for real, though, was I?
I don't know.
I wasn't.
I don't think you were.
No.
I think you had school in the morning or something.
Yeah, I was, like, legit responsible, like, getting my degree at that point. So yeah, I was just like, these fucking kids.
I think you probably, like, after the car ride, you probably had, like, maybe a drink or two.
Yeah.
And then you went to bed.
Yeah, yeah. I remember this. Because I remember Mike D and him sticking his window. Wait, who went? Did you ride with us?
Yeah, I was in the back seat.
That's right.
Because I told Mike, I said, Mike, don't stick. He's like, can I borrow your beanie? I was like, yeah, you can wear it.
That was
the time where I started wearing beanies all the time. And I said, Mike, don't stick your head out the window.
And he immediately
And he
did.
Just goes.
Immediately.
Yeah, immediately. Yeah. And we're listening to Infected Mushroom and going slow.
Yes. We just went to the neighborhood.
Yeah, we just went down
Horizon. Yeah.
We went down to like the cul-de-sac and back.
I remember that.
That was but it was the part where I told him not to stick his head out the window with my beanie on, and he stuck his head out the window.
He didn't lose it though.
No, we turned around and got it.
Wait, it fell off?
Yeah, flew off his head.
I forgot.
Yeah, flew off his head.
Oh.
This big ass head of his. I was trying to think of like. And then there's that the controversial not controversial.
We follically challenged brothers got to stick together, me and Mike D.
It's really funny because you both were balding at the time and you guys both started shaving your head at the same time.
Not back then, I didn't.
Not back then, but you started, I mean, you guys are both bald and you both have like scruffy ass beards.
Well, he's much further along in losing his hair than I am.
Yeah, he was losing like, his hair by the time.
Back then.
Yeah.
But still today, like, he's way more fucked than I am.
Yeah,
today.
But I think his beard is way better than yours.
Yeah, he's got way more, like, thick, like beard.
He has a really good beard with a bald head.
Mm.
You have a better head.
With a mediocre.
With a shitty beard.
shitty. That's nice.
You're welcome, buddy. It's really scruffy. It's really getting long.
I
know what you should do is...
I got beard oil.
Oh, God.
It's in the bathroom. You should have seen it.
Have you used it yet?
Yeah, twice.
Really?
Yeah.
How's it work?
It's slowly getting softer, but I have to start like using it every day.
I haven't shaved in a while either.
Nice.
I'm getting there. But the thing what you should do is instead of having the scruff on the side like a little bitch...
This stuff over here?
Yeah, you should just shave it down to just have a chin.
I thought about that. I did. Low-key.
Chin and a mustache.
I did, low-key.
Yeah, do it.
Like shave it all the way down to here and then have like it straight down.
No, keep your chin. So like
No, but like shave up to this point.
Yeah, yeah.
And then leave this all hair.
Yeah. But hair. Leave under the chin.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Leave everything on the chin.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should do it.
Fuck yeah.
I think it'll look a little bit better than what you got going on.
Yeah, this stuff's a little wild. I did think about shaving
it's
this
getting
actually
a little
like
wild.
Yesterday.
Like it's literally getting wild.
Yeah, dog.
But you look good though.
I give a fuck.
But there is that soundboard that Mike D made.
Soundboard?
Where the came from.
Sounds
like you're making someone having sex. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, dong.
Bing, bong.
Fuck your life.
But yeah, I mean, oh, dude.
So, moral of the story is, the people you work with are a bad influence.
No, they're great influences. Yeah. Stop that. Stop that. They're great influences. They're great people. I enjoyed every single moment that I had with them. Would I do it again? Yes.
100%.
Will I do it tomorrow? No.
No. Next week?
Yes.
Maybe. 2 weeks? 100%.
Yeah. 100%. Let me recover. My body takes time. I'm old as fuck, and I need time to recover. Dude.
If you were in better shape, you would recover faster, too.
That's not true.
That's a reason to get in better shape, too.
I'm working on it.
I know you are.
I weigh 191.
But that's a reason to try harder.
I bought a scale.
Really?
I bought a scale with Wi-Fi.
So what's your goal?
185.
And then what?
After 185?
Yeah.
175.
But for now, the goal is 185?
The goal is 185.
You're at 191?
191.
Yikes.
Yeah. I think I need to start. The thing is that
I weighed in this morning at 138.9.
138.9.8. Yeah, but you look fat.
Fuck your life.
Fuck your life. Well, fuck your life. No, I got one of the a wireless one, so I can. Gives you like all of like the BMI shit. We might have the same one.
I have it in my room.
Well, I'll check it out after. I think we might have the same one.
Withings?
No. I got it's called EUFY.
How much did you spend on it?
It's like $25.
Not the same as mine. Bro.
Not the same as mine. Because mine's a little bit more expensive. Yeah, mine's about it was only like $25. Did you buy another van?
Yeah. Identical to the one I have out there.
How much is this one? It probably doesn't exist anymore. No. Yeah, I don't have that. Yeah, that's like
I bought it last year.
That's like a lot.
I don't remember it being that much.
That's like five times more than what I paid
for. I don't remember it being that much. Was it really that much?
Did you buy it when you were drunk?
Was it on sale? Maybe it was that much. Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
I could have sworn it was only like a buck, not like a buck
five,
50.
That's
a
five times more than what I have.
Yeah.
Wait, that's not a sense. No, six times.
Yeah.
Is that how math works?
25?
Yeah.
Six.
Six. I was right. Yeah, I said six, bitch. But yeah. What else? Yeah, I bought one of those.
Well, how are you doing besides this drinking escapade?
But the thing is that recently I've been trying to find, I wanted to buy a bike. Like a cycling bike.
Let's go down to Peebo.
Because I feel that I will lose. Well, I'll probably get better cardio and lose weight that way faster than just doing cycling.
Like outside real cycling?
Yeah, because your heart rate will fluctuate
more.
More mm-hmm. instead of just kind of sitting and just pedaling away.
Do you target a certain heart rate when you exercise?
I try.
What's the heart rate you target?
At least above 140.
But below a certain, or you don't care?
Mostly, I try to stay between 130 and above. I try.
But is there any limit you don't want to go over, though? Or just above 130?
Just above 130. I'm not trying to die.
But you don't care what it is, mm-mm. just as long as it's a certain...
Yeah, above...
130?
Above 130, yeah. Hmm. I think you probably don't want to go to, 190 or
not
200.
Not sustained, no.
No. But sustained would probably be, between 140 and 150. But when I play when I play Ultimate Frisbee, sometimes my heart rate gets up to like 170.
Yeah, and it fluctuates.
Yeah, but it goes down. That's when I'm like hauling ass.
When I run like for 30 or 40 minutes sustained, I try to target below 150. So between like 138 and 150.
Because I think
I try to keep it in that range.
Because I believe the point of like one between 140 and 150 is where the fat burning happens.
That's our what's called aerobic zone for people our age. So yeah. We're 30, and so you do 180 minus your age, so minus 30, so which is 150, which means for like your normal most workouts,
yeah,
you shouldn't go above 150. So stay in that like that 140 range, yeah. 145.
That's where I seem like I want to be above 140,
mm-hmm.
and just so I know I'm killing my fat.
Well,
ish.
It's not so much killing fat; it's more just building cardiovascular endurance when you're doing that.
Right, but playing ultimate.
You know what hurts?
Ultimate frisbee.
No, you know what hurts your
ultimate frisbee.
Your goals whole entire body. Of. Losing weight.
Drinking.
And getting healthier.
Drinking.
Doing what you did last night. That'll fuck you up
Dude,
real
my
quick.
My fucking shit that I took here was awesome.
Yeah?
Huh. That's why I was in there for a little bit.
Yeah.
Just spewing out.
You couldn't go at home?
I had to take everybody home.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't going to take a shit really fast. Oh. Leave them in the
you
car.
You had to go poo for a while, though?
Yeah.
Damn.
I had to sit down.
Damn.
It felt good, though. It's like those good shits. It's like the relieving pain from my ass. But, I mean, I'm trying to get a bike, but I just don't know. Like, I guess my price range is kind of in limbo.
Go to the bike shop in Paulsbo or Gig Harbor and ask, look at, see if they have any used bikes for, like, a cheaper price.
I could. I should.
That's the best spot to do it.
I don't have, like, I mean, I do have the vehicle to
chuck it in the back.
I have to open all the doors. I mean, pull down the seats.
Yeah.
I need to wash my car. It's dirty. Real dirty. Like Dirty Dan. Dirty.
Come over.
But you someday.
Can wash it here if you want.
I was going to have a surprise for you today. But it's not supposed to show up until Monday.
A surprise?
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you what it
Delivered
is.
Delivered here or your house?
My house.
You're going to bring it?
Well, I was going to bring it today.
What is it?
I'm not going to tell you. You have to wait and see, but I have a surprise for you.
Is it a present or it's yours and I'm just going to be happy about it?
Both, maybe.
Both?
It's physically going to you.
Physically?
Mm-hmm.
But you'll also benefit from it?
Yes.
Is it going to stay at my house?
Yes.
It better not be some cheap-ass bullshit that
it
I don't want.
I hope not.
Well, if it is, it ain't staying.
Well, I think this one might stay.
Okay.
Like, do you want to guess?
Not really.
You want to play the guessing game?
I'm not this guy.
20 questions?
I'm not this guy.
Let's go.
Is it an electronic?
No.
Device?
No.
Does it have any electronics in it whatsoever?
No.
Is it bigger than a laptop?
Yes.
Is it bigger than that shelf?
No.
Fuck. Is it more expensive than $100?
No.
No?
No.
Is it something that can be used while we podcast?
Yeah.
Is it designed for that purpose?
No.
Will we mainly use it for that purpose?
No.
Fuck. Can it be used to carry things in?
Carry things in?
Yeah.
No.
Or on?
In reality, you could carry something with it, but you have to... you'd have to make it into a bag. Do you want me to give you a hint?
Yeah.
It's something that you can wear.
The tarp.
I thought you were going to say, was it a toga?
Is it designed to be worn by a human?
Yes.
A poncho?
No.
A tent?
No. You're going to wear a tent on?
Pants?
No.
A sweatshirt?
No.
Underwear?
No.
Shoes?
No.
Socks?
No.
Pants?
You already said that.
A jacket?
No.
A hat?
No.
The fuck?
You're missing one like key opponent.
What shirt? Shirt.
Yes, it's a shirt.
T-shirt?
Yes.
Long sleeve shirt?
No.
T-shirt?
T-shirt.
Tank top?
No.
T-shirt?
T-shirt.
What size?
What size do you wear?
Small.
Fuck. That's not good. Well, you're still going to wear it anyways.
Wait, that's bullshit. I said, can we, like, is it for podcasting or can we use it podcasting?
You can. You'll be wearing it.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
You'll be wearing it.
Is it a brewery shirt?
No.
Is it a Tater Tot Fest shirt?
Nope.
It better not be.
I ordered this a while ago.
F1? Yeah! F1 shirt?
Yes.
It's not a jersey, though.
No.
Damn.
I got you a...
Max Verstappen?
I didn't. I wanted to.
Red Bull?
I got you a Red Bull shirt.
Just base Red Bull?
Mm-hmm.
T-shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Cotton?
Think so.
Polyester?
Maybe.
Is it a jersey material or like cotton?
I have no idea.
Why did you buy this?
Because I love you.
Did you buy yourself one?
Mm-hmm.
Did you also get a Red Bull one?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
But also, I spent a little bit more on mine because...
Of course you did.
I got a Checo one.
A jersey, or just a t-shirt?
It just says Checo's like design, and then it says Red Bull on it, and then 11.
T-shirt or a jersey?
T-shirt.
I just licked the mic.
If it was here today, I was going to wear it and see if you would notice, which you probably
would. Yeah, but
next
weekend is the race, not this weekend.
I know. So you get to wear it. I accidentally got you a medium.
It depends on the brand, right, whether a medium or a small works, actually.
Like, I'm between a medium and a large.
I'm between a small and a medium.
Yeah.
Well, mostly I'm a small, but sometimes...
But also, it could shrink in the wash.
What race is next weekend?
Silverstone.
Oh, is it?
England.
What time is it at?
7 a.m.
Really? Wait, so I have to be here. So I'm going to have to be here at 7?
If you want to watch it.
Yeah.
Bro, grow the fuck up. We're going to eat food after this.
Where?
And I'm... So we can get food.
Okay.
You can buy what... You can get like a small thing. I don't want to make dinner tonight.
That's fine. I'm down with that.
And you've already been gone all day, so fuck off. You can stay out a little longer.
Well, I wanted to play Ultimate Frisbee, but I can't.
It's 3:50. You can't. You're late.
I know. I'm late. I'm really late.
You weren't going to go.
No. I was not going to go.
You're fucked up.
Dude, I fucked my knee up and my ankle.
July 1 through July 3rd, which is next week.
Who do you think's going to win?
Stappen. So qualifying is 7 to 8 on Saturday, and the race is 7 to 9 on Sunday.
I feel like... I watch a lot of the free practice, and I learn about it.
I don't watch free practice very much.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
You should watch it.
I do sometimes.
Because it's...
I know. It's where they learn. It's very knowledgeable
because you get to learn who's bringing what new upgrades.
I watch the summaries of them. I don't watch the full session.
Yeah, but you don't get like...
Fuck off.
You don't get like... I was watching something about Mick Schumacher. And then he's in like kind of like in a shithole at the moment.
Yeah, he's going to get dropped.
He's going to get dropped if he crashes one more time.
Yep.
Or if he doesn't get any points.
Because he crashes a lot. After next weekend, it's the following weekend is Austria.
Is that the Red Bull Ring?
No.
Austria is the Red Bull Ring.
I don't think that's Austria. I think you're thinking of...
If you say Belgium, it's not Belgium.
No, not Belgium.
I think Austria is the Red Bull Ring.
Or Spa. Is Spa?
Why don't we know we have...
I'm looking it up, bitch.
We have the technology. We are the world's smartest people. We all have technology to be the world's smartest people.
Austria, Formula One, Rolex, Grosser, Priese, Von Ostrich.
Ostrich? No, just Google, search Red Bull Ring. It'd be easy just to type that in and say, Austria, Red Bull Ring, little bitch. Sounds like someone's mowing my lawn.
Red Bull Ring. Fuck. The Red Bull Ring is a motorsport racetrack in Spielberg, Styria, Austria.
Okay.
The race circuit was founded by blah blah blah.
So after this, you're gonna bend over.
I'm sorry. I'll just say it. I'm sorry.
No. Your punishment is that I'm gonna bend you over, and I'm gonna smack your ass.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's gonna happen. I'm gonna bend you over in front of me, and then I'm going to smack your ass, whether you like it or not. But yeah.
And then there's two more in July, and then after July it's the one month break, and then Belgium starts it up again in the end of August.
Dude, I want to see Belgium. That's gonna be a great race.
Belgium is the August 28th. That's a 6 a.m. race.
You know what's really funny?
I love 6 a.m. races.
Yeah, because you already get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. Anyways.
I can get up, work out if I want to, and then
the thing is, it's like. This is the most time, like the most I've been committed to a sport in a very long time. Where I'm happy to get up,
watch every single
event. Not really get up, but watch it. It's like
game five.
It's like a Sunday. It's every Sunday's. It's like watching football, but instead of watching football for 7 hours, you get to watch Formula One for
like
two.
Yeah.
And it's more exciting.
It's nice because it's exciting and it's like boiled down into like a shorter time frame. So you don't have to like spend your whole day doing it.
Besides if there's like nice. Red car, red, like.
Yeah, it can last longer.
Like red flags or safety cars. Well, yeah. Safety cars doesn't really slow it down. Well, yeah, it does. But crashes, all that shit. There's definitely going to be a crash in turn one at Belgium. I'll tell you that.
You know Belgium well?
I mean, I've seen Belgium. What's up, doggy? Yeah. I mean, do you have anything for the peeps? What you got for the people?
Well, I mean...
Or should we tell them the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is...
Just don't drink.
Don't fucking do what Terry did.
Okay, hold on here. If you want to have...
There's two kinds of people. Terry and Miguel. Miguel... stopped doing this bullshit and said, I've been fucking like horribly fucked up and uncomfortable too many times and been miserable. But I don't maybe find as much enjoyment out of the social aspect as you do.
Yeah.
And so maybe there's more value for you
in
the event.
Well, that's true. Because
which is why you think there's some value in occasionally participating in said activities.
There is, because I'm more of a
social drinker.
I am a social drinker, where I'm not a loner drinker like you.
This is a good point. We are completely different drinkers.
Yes.
So maybe this is why you still do it.
But the thing is like if me and you went out somewhere and like let's say we went out with you, me, James, Greg, and Brad, you'd get drinks.
Okay, but not drunk.
No.
Yeah.
But
neither would you.
Maybe like four of us would probably go for it. No. Yeah, you're right. I won't get drunk.
No, none of us would. We are all... Well, no, not all.
Don't say all.
No.
Well, James can handle his liquor really well.
That's
so
true.
And then so can Brad. So can Brad, yeah. But... Brad throws up more.
Yeah.
Because it hurts his stomach.
Yeah, James can hold it in better. And I know my limits. Which is why I know when to stop.
I really enjoy these booms.
Me too. I'm so happy.
Like, I'm getting up in there. Like,
I'm
I can
so
deep
happy.
Throw this thing.
I'm. This is like 20 times more enjoyable that I can like lean back like this and talk to
you. Yeah, where I'm not like...
I can pull it to me and look at you and be like, what's up, bitch?
I know, we can lock eyes.
We can stare at each other. What's up, bitch?
Nipples. Slap them. They hard?
Ooh, they're getting the right one is. It's coming in real light. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, get it there.
The left one is still soft. The right one's a little harder.
Just get up in there and just slap your titty.
Now, here's the words of wisdom. The words of wisdom are, who the fuck are you? Like, if you know who you are, everything else falls into place. Who are you supposed to be? What do you want out of your life? What do you want? What do you want?
What do you want?
Have you seen that in The Notebook? You know that scene?
No.
Oh, damn. I love it when my sister's around because, everyone in my family, but it's like, it's a fucking thing. There's a scene in The Notebook. There's a scene in The Notebook where Ryan Gosling is,
saying, what do you want?
Is, with, what's her face? Jennifer.
No.
Not Jennifer. Rachel McAdams. Rachel McAdams. Yeah.
She's a babe.
She is. And they're like in a romantic engagement.
Oh, but having sex?
No. They're like, you know, they're doing a romance thing, but like,
foreplay?
Yeah, but they're always like mad at each other. Then they love each other. They're mad at each other. You know, like all that shit. And, at one point, Ryan Gosling's character goes, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? And bro, I'm telling you, everyone in my family always fucking like, whenever anyone says anything like that, the other person like randomly goes into that fucking spiel. It's hilarious.
What do you want?
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 No, know who the fuck you are.
Hell yeah.
And if you want to fuck, get fucked up and get fucked up like often,
but don't,
or not often, do it.
Yeah.
If that's your gig, fucking do it.
And if you have a alcohol problem,
that you should seek help.
You should seek help.
You should call 1-800-AAA. AA, Alcoholics Anonymous. But just know that you're a fucking degenerate. And you should fucking think about your life, you know? Like, yeah, you should take stock in your life and ask yourself what the fuck you're doing. Yeah, that's it.